Hi there, everyone, and a good morning to you. How you doing there, gang? It's a lovely day today. So whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. Hi there, everyone. How are you? Ready to go to Mars today? Okay, today's the day the new WDGY is going to try to contact radio-wise with the warlike planet Mars. And we're going to see what we can possibly do. Many of our engineers were working right on through the night on this experiment. And we don't know. You just stick with us. In any moment, you never know when exactly, we're going to maybe push that old button and see if we can't talk to some Martian up there. Oh, many millions of miles away. But they're probably listening to the new WDGY this morning. They probably had their flying saucers out last night. And maybe they are on to what we're trying to do. And probably the biggest problem of all, if we ever should contact Mars, will be the deciphering problem. Don't you agree with me? Okay there, everyone. The time now is 6 minutes past 6 o'clock at 6:06. And our temperature now, if you're just getting up, is 41 degrees. So if you're getting dressed right now, I tell you what, you don't need to wear anything quite as warm as you wore yesterday. It isn't going to be that cool today. Our high today will be 70 degrees, and our low tonight will be 50. So I know that I once again put on a summer suit, and it wasn't too bad coming to work this morning. It was a little bit chilly with a summer suit on, and I'm talking about the jacket now, too. So you gals probably want to wear a sweater or a coat or something like that. That's fine. And then maybe underneath you can have something just a little bit lighter, because when we start getting up around the 70-degree mark, if the humidity is quite high as it is right now, it'll probably be a little bit warm, but of course that's still going to be quite cool, 70 degrees, in comparison with the temperatures that we've been having. Our buses are running right on schedule this morning, a check with Twin City Rapid Shows, and Ken Carlson, mobile unit number 23, reporting in. We just had a little conversation there before we signed on at 6 o'clock this morning. He said, Herb, tell everybody that there is a big, well, what would you call it, smog over Minneapolis this morning. Yes, that's right. We're getting our Los Angeles smog right here in Minneapolis. And I think we ought to do something about burning or something, because, boy, now if you look down University Avenue, you know, when you're driving into St. Paul, just look down there and you can't even see too far. The mist just kind of closes in, or smog. You know, it isn't going to be too much longer, and we're probably going to be bothered with something like that. So if you wake up this morning, you're going, that smog sometimes helps on that, too, you know. It gets right down in your lungs. It really does. Okay, let's start off here by calling on Vic Damone and War and Peace. All the world was right. Well, my goodness gracious me, yes, sirree, Ghost Town, there they are. Don Cherry, the orchestra, and the whole contingent. And boy, we've got to say good morning to a brand new baby this morning. I want you to know that the king of the disc jockeys has a new little prince in his family this morning. Yes, sirree, Jack Thayer and his wife Donna gave birth to little Tim Thayer this morning about 3:40. And understand that Jack is just now leaving the hospital. He's going to try to get a couple of hours rest. And he's going to be on at 9 o'clock this morning to tell you all about his brand new addition to the family, number 3, by the way, the name of Tim Thayer. And Donna, if you're listening this morning, I don't imagine you probably are right now. Anyhow, congratulations to you, and gee, that's just wonderful. I don't know what this radio business does, but boy, there have been more babies lately. Johnny Evans, the engineer, had one, and then Herb Oscar Jr. and Jack Thayer, and there's several babies on their way right here. Boy, I guess we are radioactive or something. I don't know what it is. It's wonderful, though. 17 minutes past 6 o'clock. Yeah, it is. 6:17, and our temperature for you this morning, 41 degrees right now. Our wind is out of the south at 3 miles per hour. And I'd like to tell you, friends, when you're getting dressed right now this morning, that our temperature is going to go up to 70 this afternoon. You don't have to wear anything quite as heavy as you did yesterday. Right now, we're going to call upon none other than Lawrence Welk and the McGuire sisters as you hurry along there this morning at 21 minutes past 6 o'clock, 6:21. And here they are right now, friends, to help us on our contact with Mars. And they've been working all night on this, too, and this morning they're suffering from the weary blues. But don't forget now, the new WDGY is going to try to contact Mars via the radio today. That is so correct. And remember also that Malkerson's Oldsmobile, they're prepared to leave for Mars in their Rocket 88, too. And if you're looking for a wonderful automobile deal, be sure and drop in and see Malkerson's, as they're going to try to leave for Mars in that Rocket 88.
When he mails you kisses, you you're gonna realize what it means to get a pack of letters, pack of lies.
Pack of letters, pack of lies. All I got from a pack of letters was a great big pack of lies. Lies.
There he is, Billy Shepherd, a pack of letters, pack of lies. The radioactive eight here at the new WDGY have decided that right there, Billy Shepherd has enough on the ball to be a number one national singer. And so we're starting off here with his pack of letters, pack of lies. And say, friends, you keep listening to the Radioactive 8 here on the new WDGY because we're going to need your help very, very shortly in order to make Billy Shepherd the number one, one of the number one singers throughout the nation. Of course, can never replace Eddie Fisher or Elvis or anyone like that, but I mean, he could be pulled up there pretty close. Right now, though, here's something I'll play for you.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
It's number one.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Yeah, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit. You ain't no friend of mine.
Right now, friends, I'd like to let you know that the engineers here at the new WDGY and in the attempt to contact Mars, they are sending a whole series of, I suppose you could call it Morse codes, different frequencies and everything, so that if there is broadcast reception on Mars, that one or the other we certainly hope will come through. In other words, probably you've been listening to your radio late at night and you've heard ba-da-da-da-ba-da-da-da, and all at once someone will go eep, and then somebody will come in and say, well, that's basically what Mars will be hearing, because we're going to be sending all these things at once, see? So if they possibly have one form or the other, would you like to hear it? Actually, here is exactly what they are sending out. As a matter of fact, here is what, if you were on Mars, you'd be hearing right now. Now then, right in here, listen carefully, you'll hear something. As a matter of fact, that seemed to be a signal coming back. That was recorded. The engineers recorded that certain part there. That isn't actually going out right now. They recorded that certain part last night there. And this morning, right on through, the contact is going to try to go on. And they're trying to figure out what that one part in there, because that was received. So the time now is 10 minutes past 7 o'clock, 7:10. And don't forget the experiment to contact Mars here on the new WDGY will continue right along all day long. And our temperature right now, 42 degrees, and of course, it isn't official yet. I just wanted to play that. It was so interesting when I came in this morning and they said, yeah, I'll give a listen to this. So I thought that you'd probably want to hear that.
Here it comes! And you made it possible!
Your record-setting response to Klein Oldsmobile's 10-to-1 volume selling forces Klein to expand again.
Tomorrow's the big day!
It's the blockbuster sale of sales.
It's the success sale you made inevitable. Don't wait. Hurry to Klein Oldsmobile first thing tomorrow.
Be one of the lucky 65 new Oldsmobile buyers guaranteed a minimum of $500 more for your present car.
Hurry, don't let this fabulous opportunity pass you by. First thing tomorrow morning, come to Klein Oldsmobile.
Your 10-to-1 Oldsmobile dealer.
On University, across from Ward's in Midway.
You're listening to the new WDGY, Minneapolis and St. Paul, a radioactive station.
Today, the new WDGY will attempt to contact Mars. Stay tuned for this exciting experiment.
With every minute that goes by, we're coming closer to our experiment in contacting Mars. We'll keep you up to date with all the activities, all the preparation taking place here, and all the events around the new WDGY on this important day, September 7th. September 7th, 1956. The weatherman says fair and warmer today, tonight and tomorrow, with a high today of 70, low tonight 50, high tomorrow 75 to 80. It's 48 degrees right now in the Twin Cities. There's music by Anthony, Ray Anthony, in the orchestra in person tonight at the prom on the Midway. Better call and get your booth reservations. Midway 6-6121. Midway 6-6121. And now, ladies and gentlemen, now we interrupt this program. To bring you the first of our reports on our attempt to reach Mars by radio. We interrupt this program to bring you this special broadcast.
This is Ralph Martin, somewhere in the Twin Cities, about to bring you a preview of what will happen when the new WDGY special team of scientists attempts to make contact with the planet Mars. I'm sure most of our listeners know by now that in this 24-hour period, Mars comes closer to the Earth than it's been for the past 24 years. Through the wizardry of electronics, we're going to attempt to penetrate the unknown reaches of outer space. Right now, I'm in the midst of some complicated-looking equipment. There's dials and meters, huge tubes, sparks and sputterings. The whole scene's a picture of modern science, diligently searching for the key that may unlock the secret of the universe. I'm going to move the WDGY microphone a little closer to where some engineers are working, and perhaps we can pick up an interview for our listeners. Pardon me, sir. I wonder if you could spare the time to tell our listeners a little bit about what's going on here.
Yeah, I guess I can. Say, Frank, will you check those oscillators for me?
Thanks.
I want to know what's going on here. Well, our objective is to make contact with Mars, and we have a few unique ideas about how it can be done. You know, there's never really been agreement among scientists as to how such a task should be approached. We think we've got a real chance to succeed. I can't tell you anymore. If we're successful, of course, we'll disclose what we're doing here.
Well, sir, is this a whole experiment the result of long planning to coincide with Mars being so close to the Earth at this time?
Well, no, it's not long range. It's just spur of the moment. We picked it up because Mars was so much in the news. We felt our little experiment would be just as effective with any planet. This planet, you know, disturbances, distances, and doesn't make any difference our method the way we do it. However, we're happy to have Mars handy because it can be observed with telescopes by people who are not on our scientific team. We're very happy if they're thus able to verify our contact.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Professor Harding, for taking time out from your busy work here. Your interview has been very enlightening. Ladies and gentlemen, at this point, I'm going to turn you to your favorite program back at the WDGY studios. Stay tuned for further developments in the new WDGY's attempt to contact the planet Mars.
Thank you, Ralph Martin. Thank you, Ralph Martin, for this special broadcast. We will stay tuned to the new WDGY for all and every event. And ladies and gentlemen, we will interrupt all of our programs to bring you on-the-spot coverage as the new WDGY attempts to contact Mars.
He's here, Bill Bennett, with the mellow show for you. The music is stopped.
The latest impact.
WDGY presents Bill Bennett.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Commodore Jim Ransburg filling in for Brother Bill on this, the top 40 show, 3 hours. If you stay for tunes in the Twin Cities, recorded and transcribed. Oh, cute indeed, I tell you. It's music, my friends, on the Top 40 Show. It's Commodore Jim here, helping you out there. And don't forget, we want to hear from you, wherever you might be. Brother Bill Bennett returns next Monday. Oh, he looks great, too. Brother Bill Bennett next Monday here on the new WDGY Mayhem in the AM, and, of course, in the Top 40 Show. So right now, it's the Commodore, and here's music number 40. The Four Aces, Al Albert, at 4 o'clock. This is beautiful tune. A new one by Michael Parrish, entitled Dreamer.
Friends, although it hurts us to say this, each day hundreds of people miss the Don Loughnane show at noon on the new WDGY. Now, these people know Don Loughnane is on at that time, but, well, they just forget the clock and miss joining the thousands who enjoy radioactive Don Loughnane on the new WDGY. And sometimes this forgetfulness can lead to disastrous consequences.
See? See? I told you this would happen. I could see it coming. But you're so smart. You always know everything.
But, sweetie pie, I'm sorry we missed Don Loughnane today.
No, and believe me, you're safe from this. If it's the last thing I ever do, I'll
miss you, sweetie pie, but I'll never miss Don Loughnane again.
Friends, for your own safety, don't miss Radioactive Don Loughnane Show each day, Monday through Saturday at noon, on the new WDGY.
The one and only Not the King Cole with the Four Knights of the Turntable. That's all there is to that.
Well, hiya, Ma. You got your radio on? How's it fit this morning? That's what I want to know. Oh, how are you? Hello, is this the telephone company?
It is. Do me a favor. Pull back the cord. It's too long, will you?
There's a good one for you.
Is that you in there?
My engineer, buddy. Hi, buddy. Well, a bright sunshiny morning to you out there. This is old Brother Bill Bennett on duty with Mayhem and the AM, the show that's unrehearsed, that's unprepared, and that's uncalled for. You can say that again. Don't. But we'll be around in 5 minutes to 12 with some of your favorite recordings, so whoever you are and wherever you may be, why don't you be my guest this morning, huh? I could hardly get up off my chair. Martin and the family, because Ralph Martin's moving into his new home. Boy, I'm telling you, 20 rooms and they're all rented. He's got an 18-hole golf course indoors. Boy, that's pretty good, isn't it, huh? Well, congratulations, Ralph and Mrs. Martin, are moving to the new home today. 20 rooms are all rented. Isn't that terrific? That's what I'm going to buy. You know, one of those duplexes or something like that, you know? Hi, fellas. John. What is that, a jury in there or an audience this morning? You with me or are you getting me, huh? Let's get started with a little heart and soul. That's a ring. Never once do his fingers leave his hands on that tune. You know that, don't you? Huh? How about that? Isn't that terrific? And that was Johnny Maddox and his piano. I think it's his piano. We made a payment in June, July. Oh, yeah, it's his piano. That's a good one, isn't it? Nothing. 5 minutes past the hour of 5. You're fighting me this morning. 5 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock. I'm suffering from non-talipitis, which means no talent. So please, bear with me.